Okay. Science is not a personal thing. If you learn the physics, it really doesn't have anything to do with me. It's totally objective. But sometimes, like the church made it a personal thing. You know, they had a certain philosophy, and physics went against their philosophy, so they had to change the physics to fit into their philosophy. It was a certain, in other words, it was really a blow to the ego, because first we thought that the Earth was the center of the universe, and then we suddenly realized that no, we're part, that the sun is the center of the universe, and so when they held that the human was, you know, God created the human. Human is something special. So so they couldn't tolerate that the human being is not the center. It was an arrogance. There's certain arrogance. But however, in modern science, we even have we're totally broken. We're just one galaxy among an infinite amount, not infinite, but a lot. And then we're not even in the center of our galaxy. We're someplace on the side of our galaxy. We're really nothing. Okay? So that's an objective thing. Okay. Now, when you start a science, so you have to know, that's one part, that's one point. Second thing is that you have to know the components of the science. There's logic, there's abstract logic. So everybody thinks logically. You might make mistakes, but everything is logic. But every subject must have its components. Like, for instance, in geometry, you have to know what a point is, what a line is, what an angle is, before you could even start. So you have to know certain components. You have to understand certain things. So the question is, what are the components of Mishle? That is the question. Okay. The question is, what is Mishle? How do we define Mishle? Mishle is, the way I understand it, simply put, Mishle is a book, how to make decisions in everyday life. Making decisions in everyday life. You know what I mean? What school I should go to, whether I should join a certain club, whether I should, all the things I do in everyday life. How to make these decisions. Whether I should eat cake or not, you know. All these are big decisions in Mishle. Okay. So one of the problems in making decisions, human beings usually make decisions based on quality. Like, you know, if it's a red light or a green light. So therefore, people will keep the red light and green light. It's very clear. But if you're going 60 or 65, it's a quantity. There it's harder to measure. More people violate speeding than they do passing red lights. Okay? So therefore, one of the difficulties that you have to take in consideration is not only a decision, but the quantity of decisions, so that you have to measure. It's not always yes or no. In other, most religions, it's black and white. It's this or that. It's either or nothing. We always have distinctions, and it's always a quantitative distinction that you have to measure. In other words, you have to measure the different factors. Like, for instance, if you're going to eat a piece of cake, so first of all, if you have diabetes or if you don't have diabetes, if you're a healthy guy, and how much cake should you eat, and you know what I mean? So therefore, you have to measure the precise amount, which would be okay for you. And in each case, that could be different. Can't make a universal for all people. So you have to measure in each case what the decision is. This is not only in, measuring is not only in Mishle, in the practical everyday life. Also in Halacha, you have to, there's a lot of measuring in Halacha. So in other fields also it's measuring. In science also is measuring. That's a very important component to a lot of sciences. The question is like this. When you're deciding on your morals and ethics and how to make decisions in everyday life, the question is, where do you get them from? So the only place you get morals and ethics from is from some authority. Either you were raised a certain way based on certain morals and ethics, or you get it from authority, from your religion. You know, from a religion, what your morals and ethics are. So it comes out that one of the most important things in life, your morals and ethics, you have to rely on others. You can't get it from, you should be able to see it for yourself, what is good and what is bad for yourself. So Mishlei does that. Mishlei says that the way to make decisions is not by authority, but by consequences. Okay? So every decision you make, like for instance with the cake, so the question is, what are the consequences if you eat a meal of cake? What could happen? What are the consequences? So the thing is that once you look at the consequences, then it becomes practical. Then it becomes, personal, that it becomes in your own mind that you could see, logically, it becomes an objective thing that you could actually prove what is good or evil based on consequences. It's not easy to remove making judgments based on your the way you were raised, you know what I mean, or your religion. To undo that, it's a hard job, but you should move towards the direction as much as possible towards making decisions based on consequences. If you do that, there's also one other thing. You cannot condemn anybody. You can only tell the consequences of their actions. You understand? You can only show the consequences of their actions and what's harmful with it. You can only, what is evil is defined by what's harmful or what's beneficial. And that's it. So you do not make a moral judgment about anybody. You can't make, I mean, if a person was raised differently. Every human being is raised differently. That's also the thing, the definition of a human being. We're all qualitatively the same, but the difference is quantity. We have, let's say, 10 different emotions. Now, the quantity of all those 10 emotions, and all, I mean, is an infinite amount of numbers. You know what I mean? The different quantities, which way they all relate to each other. That's how you can get an infinite amount of people, you know, equal to the fingerprints. But in general, we all have jealousy, we all have a desire for vengeance, you know, all these things we have. It's all there. It's just a question of making the correct decision. Based on consequences. That's the thing. You got to check the consequences. If you do that, you will come to all the morals and ethics of Torah. We should have justice, we should have kindness. It'll all come down to, you can see all the consequences from that. As you go through Mishlei, you'll be able to see all those things. So that's also a component of Mishlei, that you have to know consequences and not making moral judgments on others or on yourself. You can't even make a moral judgment on yourself. You can't have a bad self-image. That would be bad. Good self-image is not good. It's just a matter of what's the consequence of this action. That's a very hard thing. When I'm talking about good and evil, I'm just talking about Mishlei. I'm talking about good and evil. I'm not talking about keeping Shabbos. I'm talking about the halacha. I'm talking about good and evil. Okay? You know? What do I mean by not condemning a person? Okay. Let's go with the extreme case. Extreme case is Hitler, okay? Hitler had a mother that she lost a few children, so she spoiled them. On the other hand, his father was a drunk and sometimes came home and beat up his mother, okay? Now, his personality was developed based on this, plus a society, which was a certain amount anti-Semitic, you understand? And so therefore he was set up, his whole personality was set up to look at life in a certain way. I can't condemn him for that. He had no choice in that. What his choice is to become a chacham and learn Mishlei and get above his emotions. Okay? So the question is, does he have the ability to do that? Or was he ever in a situation to do that? I don't know. I can't tell. But from what I've read, I can't tell. But the fact is, you can't condemn anybody for who they are, because they didn't have any choice in who they are. I can only tell you the consequences of his lifestyle. I mean, the guy didn't sleep at night. He had to stay up, and he stayed up nights bragging about everything he did, and they didn't go to sleep till dawn. You know what I mean? Like, he was an unhappy guy. He was a miserable guy. You know what I mean? The way he lived his life. Evil is, if you go through the personality of evil, it's really miserable. You understand? So you could see the consequences of that life. You understand? But condemn him for it? I don't know. If you were in this situation, if you were raised under ISIS, how would you be? What would your personality be? What would it be the possibility of you seeing truth? See, I can't condemn them, but I could only tell you the consequences. In the study or science of Mishlei, it is personal. Like in physics, it's not totally objective, has nothing to do with me. Whether the stars go this way or that way, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter to me. It doesn't affect my personal life. But over here, it affects my personal life. And therefore, because it affects my personal life, I have to study my emotions and how it affects my thinking process. In other words, if I'm going to be friendly with a person or not friendly with a person, is it based on how I feel? And I might feel because of bad things, or do I objectively say how I should choose a friend? So I have to always evaluate the emotions in any given situation and if it affects me. The best example I saw of this is written by a man by the name of Bachya Ibn Pakuda. He wrote a book on duties of the heart. And in the introduction, he said that he doesn't know enough, or he can't write. I don't remember which thing he was questioning, whether he should do the book. And then he says, maybe I'm only questioning it because I'm lazy. So I don't want to take on that responsibility, you know what I mean? Right. So he knew to investigate the emotions when making an objective decision. He knew that emotions always sneak in there, and you can't always tell when it's sneaking in. So the thing is that therefore the book is written that way. It's written what's the in any given situation. The subject is the situation. The subject of the pasuk is the situation that they're in. Then it says what the chacham, what the wise person or the just person would do. And then it would say what the foolish person or evil person would do. So it tells what the emotions, what to look for in the emotions and what to look for, because that is the component of your emotions become a component of the study or science of Mishlei. That was the reason for my introduction with the church, how they look at physics or science.